A fleet of helicopters flew overhead as the Columbus Police and Fire pipe and drums honored the 27-year veteran of the Columbus Police Department. Smith died on April 12th after being shot 2 days earlier, trying to serve a warrant on a man barricaded in a Clintonville home. Hundreds of police officers from around the state joined family and friends of the officer for the funeral mass at St. Paul the Apostle Church. Karen Hanley didn't know Smith personally, but says she felt compelled to attend out of respect for all police officers. She brought her neighbor Linda and young son Wyatt.
I think a good lesson for my son, who's 11, to really see the outpouring of love for someone, even though we didn't directly know him.
Melissa Worthington's husband worked with Smith for about 5 years. She says his passing has been hard, but it's also brought back fond memories of the officer.
Steve always told him was, if you're 15 minutes earlier on time, if you're on time, you're late. That's kind of how he was. Punctual, had high expectations of himself and others.
For many, Smith's death served as a reminder of the risk officers take.
Recently, there's been a lot of negative news about police officers, and that's hard to hear for them and for family, because they do so much for us.
Smith had a distinguished career. He served on the SWAT team, helicopter unit, narcotics bureau, and dive team. Chief of Police Kim Jacobs echoed a message shared by many, that Smith was charismatic and truly believed in his work.
My hope is that this sentiment is carried forward as people everywhere continue to recall Steve's courage, his sacrifice, and generosity for people that he didn't even know. And that includes the 8 people who have new life due to Steve's organ donation, demonstrating his love of life and how we can pay forward.
Smith was 54 years old. He leaves behind a wife and 2 children. Esther Honig, WOSU News.